Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, the Sunday Evening Podcast, episode 20-01. Finally, after this is the third week in a row, three storms pummeling us here in the American Redoubt. Every Sunday, power has gone out, including today. Heavy snow on the trees, bringing down trees on power lines. And so I broke out the generator and got everything fired up and continued prepping for the show. And the power just came on a little bit ago, but that's okay. We would have been here anyway. I said, that's enough of this nonsense. I'm not going to do this 3 weeks in a row. But thank you guys for your understanding. Thank you for your prayers and your support. And your words of encouragement. Just thank you guys all for being out there. So yes, this is the first show of 2020. And it's been driving me crazy because so much stuff's been happening over the last couple of weeks. I mean, 2020 came in with a bang. And it's continuing to just intensify. We knew 2020 was going to be a very remarkable year. And we were born for this time, were we not? So we want to rise to the occasion. Well, several patriots are rising to the occasion, standing up for the rule of law and the Constitution, which the government is the one that's supposed to be doing. That's their duty, is to stand up for and protect the citizens' rights. And they're not. Well, the founding fathers knew that that would probably happen, which is why they gave us the Second Amendment, which is now being challenged. And so the citizens, their elected officials, law enforcement heads, are all responding and rising to the occasion to do what the state government is supposed to do. And they're having to defend their own rights because the government is failing in its duty to defend the rights of the citizens. Well, that and more, a lot more. Let's see here. I want to just remind you, since we're going into 2020 now, I listed some goals and some objectives for 2019, and one of those was reading the Bible all the way through. I challenged you guys to do that. Well, I tried and did not quite get it. I'm over three quarters of the way through, though. And so that has been a really, really cool journey. So I'm going to continue on with that. I want to encourage you guys too, as well. And as we go into 2020, I just want to remind you, we are growing. The awareness of patriots is increasing. They're turning to resources for information, news, inspiration, and encouragement. And so we're seeing an increase in listenership across Radio Free Redoubt. And, you know, our costs just keep going up. And so we really appreciate you guys. If you wouldn't mind praying about it. A one-time donation, a gift, or just $5 a month, $10 a month. There's numerous different ways you can support us. You can go to support RFR or donate to RFR on the website at radiofreeredoubt.com. Click on that and just see if, you know, this is something that's worth your while, worth your time, and something that you feels worthy of supporting, then we really appreciate it. So let's see. What else we got here? Oh, our previous shows also are uploaded at podbean.com. That's radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. And if you click on the Listen to RFR tab on the website, that will take you to the page that covers all the different ways you can listen to our Saturday show on our terrestrial radio stations on the AM dial and the FM dial out of Spokane. We remote into the radio station most of the time. Occasionally, we'll go into the radio station, but Most of the time we're able to just remote in. So that's every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 9:30, and then Sunday night are podcasts. So there's the different ways that you can listen. Listen to live streaming. You can actually call in now. We've had a number now for, going on 2 years now. But I want to give you that for Sunday evening only. It's not for the Saturday show. The Saturday show, you'll see on the listen to RFR, you can click on, you know, listen to RFR, and you'll see the Saturday morning on KTW. Out of Spokane. That's the Liberty Broadcasting System. And they have their own live streaming. The radio station does. But on Sunday evenings, you can go to the Stream Monster player there and click on that. Or you can call in. And here's the number. The number is area code 857-757-1085. 857-757-1085, and that's to listen to our Stream Monster player by phone, which is a really neat thing because we've actually had several listeners in the past, and this was kind of a neat story, but they wanted to listen to Radio Free Redoubt, but they don't have internet, but they do have a landline. So a listener in one particular case, a listener who does have internet calls them on the phone and holds the phone up to the speaker so they can listen to Radio Free Redoubt over the landline on the phone from their friend calling them who has a landline. I actually got to meet those folks, and they're just really the sweetest couple, just really neat people. And those are just really a blessing to be able to meet folks like that. They're just loyal, faithful listeners, and they're there all the time and praying for you and rooting you on. And you hardly ever hear from them, but when you do get to meet them, it's a real treat. So I thought I'd share that. Now, that phone number, that landline, or from your cell phone, that phone number just reminded me of that story. All right, now let's get into the news and commentary. News and commentary segment is brought to you by not just Glenn Tate now, by husband and wife, Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. Now, you guys all know is Glenn. He's the author of the 10-book prepper novel series, The 299 Days. And she's the author of the 3-book series, A Great State. Now, both of those books are out on audiobook. And they also, I don't know if you guys, a lot of you guys know this, but if you don't, they also co-host a very popular podcast and syndicated radio show, Prepping 2.0, taking prep to the next level. And Glenn has a free set of flashcards for your phone called PAM Radio. It's a project that they started this last year, and it's actually starting to get off the ground, which teaches you all the practical stuff you need to know about radios, but none of the stuff you don't. And they got a website set up for that, pamradio.com, and you can reserve your free copy. Information on their books, podcasts, and PAM Radio are available at their website at prepping2.0.com, and that's actually www.prepping2-0.com. So that should be pretty easy to remember. Prepping 2.0. That's 2-0.com. All right. Now, first, from newswars.com, a Virginia Antifa chapter has released a hit list of several conservative figures and journalists who will make an appearance at the Second Amendment rally in Richmond, Virginia tomorrow. The chapter called Antifa Seven Hills has created a list of what they call known fascists and sympathizers, which includes conservatives affiliated with InfoWars like Owen Schroyer, journalist Mike Adams and Jacob Engels, veteran Joe Biggs, and even Trump insider Roger Stone. Now, this is what domestic terrorism looks like. Despite the media's insistence that the rally will be comprised mostly of white supremacists determined to commit violence, the reality is that Antifa, an admitted violent far-left organization, they're more than that. They're a communist revolutionary group. They're allowed to organize and threaten violence upon conservatives under the protection of the media and Democrats who control the area. So, very interesting. Not surprising, though. Well, here's one. This we're going to focus a lot on Virginia tonight. A lot of you guys will be listening to this on your way to the rally, actually. A Virginia city councilman makes about the strongest statement possible on the state's Second Amendment. And Democrats are appalled. Virginia city councilman Nathan Clark showed up to a meeting Tuesday to make a statement, and he made a statement. He was wearing his AR-15. Now, just to give you a little backstory, shortly after taking power, Virginia Democrats passed a bill that would require owners of modern sporting rifles, that's combat rifles, to either give them up or risk becoming felons. From areas outside Fairfax and Arlington and other left-wing strongholds, the reaction was swift. The Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins said he would create a new class of deputy sheriffs that would be open to anyone with a modern sporting rifle. Since then, the gun grab has been nearly universal. 91 out of 95 counties, 13 out of 38 independent cities, and 24 towns have adopted Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions, which would effectively bar local law enforcement from enforcing the gun grab. So, Nathan Clark, he came to the city council meeting this last Tuesday armed with his AR-15, wearing a rifle. He's seeking election this year, brought his gun, and issued a press release to emphasize his support for hundreds of Second Amendment advocates who packed chambers to capacity. And of course, the vice mayor, Lisa Lucas Burke, wrote the following to the council Thursday morning. Nathan's move was a disgrace, disheartening, and an embarrassment. Most of us were blindsided by the display. that's kind of reaction that you could expect from anti-gun, leftist, socialists. This is, I've said this before, Virginia, what's going on in Virginia is the mirror image of what's going on in Washington. There are rallies, and there was a rally Friday for support of Second Amendment rights. Washington State, they've got a pile of anti-gun laws that they want to push forward, and they've already done that, you know, just a couple of years ago with I-1639. Huge battle there. Multiple law enforcement heads saying they will not enforce these gun laws. So that's turned into a battle, especially with the Attorney General warning law enforcement who will refuse to enforce these unconstitutional laws. So things could come to a head in Washington State, directly across the United States and Virginia. This battle is heating up. One of the most effective Republicans in that fight is Representative Matt Shea, somebody that everybody in this listening audience knows. Very popular. Even across the country, his name is known as fighting for the Constitution, fighting for our traditional values and ideals. But this latest hit piece, disguised as a official report, which was a private investigation done by a private investigation company, did this report finding a domestic terrorism, they say, more probable than not. They're trying to establish probable cause for a crime that actually isn't even on the books. There's no law on the books called domestic terrorism, but that's what they're still, it's the label they needed. And there's some really good information out there. I wasn't able to pull into the show tonight, but weaponizing labels in the political warfare that we're involved in right now. Really well done. But several counties are rising up, signing resolutions, demanding that Representative Shea gets, you know, restored to what they did was they pulled all support. The Republican Party turned on him without due process, looked at this report and said, oh, this is horrible. And we're pulling you from the caucus and pulling all support. Pulling him from the committees and this type of thing. Well, county GOPs are uniting against the rogue Republicans in Olympia. And Redoubt News has a great article on that. And actually, I'm going to cover that more in depth in segment 4. So let's move on. Redoubt News also covering this story. A New Jersey Democrat fired for not towing the party line. A New Jersey state senator, Joseph Lagana, is the latest victim in the government's war to control everything. Lugano was fired from the Senate Judiciary Committee over his refusal to support the Senate leadership on legislation to end religious exemptions for childhood vaccinations. Additionally, the New Jersey Globe has learned that Lugano has lost his leadership money, additional funds to supplement his annual staff allowance. This is happening all over the place. I don't know if you guys saw the video, the testimony of Congressman Steve King that came out just this last week, talking about weaponizing labels. They pulled him from committees. They basically ostracized him for New York somewhere. I don't know if it's New York Times or New York Post, one of those, who misquoted him, took something that he said grossly out of context, painted him out to be a racist. And for that, without backing him, the leadership in the Republican Party pulled him from committees and essentially ostracized him. So this is a coordinated effort that we're seeing all across the country. Now, Democrats also are doing it to their own. If you're not going to adopt the extremist party line, or for the Republicans, if you're not going to compromise, they're going to turn their back on you. And in this case, this is a Democrat. He normally votes with his party. However, in the recent issue on vaccine exemptions, his conscience got the better of him, and he could be heard explaining that he wouldn't vote yes because it's just too personal for me, he says. And it is. You should have a religious exemption if you don't believe in having your children vaccinated. Actually, as a parent, you shouldn't even need a religious exemption. As the parent, you have the right to say what happens to your child, what goes into their body, and what doesn't. But let me close out here. I got a few stories from Stark Raving Mad over at rhinopack.org, their Stark Raving Mad page. If you haven't checked out rhinopack.org, go ahead and do so this week. It's the Rhino Hunters of North Idaho, political action, rhinopack.org. Humans must die. On the 10th of January, out of Portland, Oregon, bursting with ecological zeal, climate activist Les Knight has declared that the world can live on only if humans die. With us gone, I believe ecosystems will be restored and there will be enough of everything, he declared. Shortly after Knight had himself sterilized by a discount doctor, perhaps feeling he was now missing something, he founded the Voluntary Human Extinction Project. Their simple message is, the less of us, the more for all. The eco nutcase writes, we have activist volunteers across the world from India to Mexico. Well, now that's something that I think they should be able to volunteer for. I don't know why not? So that's a very interesting story. Here's another one. Parents protest perversion curriculum. Trenton, New Jersey. Wednesday evening, parents lined up to testify before the State Board of Education to express outrage over a new state law requiring perversion, perfidy, and degeneracy be taught and celebrated in public schools. The Family Policy Alliance, a faith-based organization, observed that the law forces radical sexual ideology and its indoctrination into the minds and hearts of our children. The new law that mandates schools must include instruction celebrating the political, economic, and social contributions of the pervert LGBTQ community. The consequences of their debauchery, such as AIDS, almost entirely confined to homosexuals, hepatitis C, primarily caught through the ingestion of fecal matter, and a suicide rate many, many times that of normal people, those consequences are to be ignored. Beginning in the 2020-2021 school year, the new mandated curriculum will require textbook authors to speculate about the sexual preferences and gender identity of noteworthy historical figures, imposing yet more fake narratives about the made-up contributions of various favored groups, leaving children with a totally distorted view of history. New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy said it was his honor to sign legislation making it mandatory for schools to teach / indoctrinate about the rich contributions of the homosexual community. And finally, arson in Australia. It's because of climate change, right? It's because man-made climate change. Now there's wildfires in Australia. Well, it's not. It's arson. Nearly 200 people have been arrested for arson in Australia. These criminals, some of which have been identified as Muslim, are accused of setting the fires, which have burned millions of acres, destroyed thousands of homes, and killed 500 million wild animals. Enviro fanatics scream the fires are a result of climate change, but this is entirely unsupported by facts. Facts show that neither the temperatures nor the dryness to be anything out of the normal for Australia at this time of year. Rather, it has been arson, coupled with years of insane environmental activism, which has caused the disaster. For years, Enviro Nazis have fought any type of forest management procedures which reduce the fuel load. We're experiencing that right here, even in the American Redoubt. For example, controlled burns during wintertime or even the building of fire breaks. One firefighter was fined $100,000 for clearing brush from around his home, yet his home was the only one to escape destruction in this year's infernos. The result of this environmental nonsense is brush land and forest ripe for wildfire. No fire breaks to slow the fire progression, and no access for firemen attempting to fight the conflagrations. Leftist policy destroys everything it touches. Australia is just the latest example. Hey, we're going to take a break. Don't forget to stick around for this week's episode of Liberty State Radio. Lady Liberty really lays out a great plan for effectively reaching out to and communicating with your legislators. Because we're all told, write your congressman. Well, that pretty much goes right in the trash and gets unnoticed. But being a former legislative aide, she knows exactly what's effective and what's not. She lays that out in Liberty State Radio, episode 19, which will air right after Radio Free Redoubt tonight. But she also leaves us with this, walking away with this message to the Democrats. If you want to get rid of Representative Matt Shea, one of the most effective thorns in the side of communists, and they really want to get rid of him so badly, hey, approve Liberty State. Vote for Liberty State. You approve Liberty State, Matt Shea's gone. And so all the rest of us thorns in your sides. And it'll be better for you. It'll be better for everyone. So anyway, that's the message to your legislator. Check it out. Liberty State Radio, right after Radio Free Redoubt. And Radio Free Redoubt will be back with segment two right after this.
The free world must embrace its national foundations. It must not attempt to erase them or replace them. The United States is founded on the principle that our rights do not come from government, they come from God. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
One podcast dares to be different.
Back with segment two, brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, helping God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots just like you get strategically relocated to the American Redoubt. And you need some help? If you're looking at the northern part of the panhandle of Idaho, that's their stomping grounds. They know the properties, and you can check them out at selkirkmountainrealestate.com. Let them help you out. I got a listener letter last week. I want to pull it into my show notes for next week and address it. Somebody from the Deep South, Georgia, to be specific, saying, we're looking at moving and we're looking at Montana. What are the growing seasons like? What are the winters like? Can we have animals there? Will they all die in the snow banks? Will we survive? Well, I'm going to address that. There are some areas that they're looking at that I would actually advise looking further away from. And yes, there's hundreds of thousands of us that survive the winters every year, along with our livestock. It can be done. It's more work. You might want to look at the Appalachians, but you know what? After prayerfully deciding if it's right for you, the American Redoubt welcomes you if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot. If you're a communist, stay right where you are. Continue to degrade the filth that you created through your policies. All right, now, okay, I want to start off with the scripture here. Proverbs 29:2. It says, when the righteous increase, the people rejoice. In other words, when you have righteous leadership. So when the righteous increase, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan. Well, the people are groaning right now, especially in Virginia. They're getting ready for this rally tomorrow. Wicked people are in power. Wicked people are ruling in many parts of our country, and the people are groaning. The Virginia Citizens Defense League has a great website if you want to stay up on the latest developments and everything that you'd want to know about the rally tomorrow. They have been on the leading edge of this. And don't forget to also check out Radio Free Virginia, doing a great job over there keeping folks up to date on the latest. But this is from VCDL.org. That's the Virginia Citizens Defense League. With the sanctuary cities now for the Second Amendment rising, 91 counties now have passed resolutions declaring themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuaries. 15 cities, 30 towns. They're going to be holding the most important lobby day rally that we've ever seen. On Monday, January 20th. And they write, if you care about your gun rights in the slightest, then it is vital that you show up at this rally. For more details, you can, and they've got all this, let me go down the list here. You can sign up for their free VA alert for the latest updates on the rally, which I recommend. The rally Facebook page, which they have linked here. We'll put it in the highlights and resources posting. But all of this is right there on their website. If you just want to go straight there, VCDL, that's Victor Charlie Delta Lima. .org, VCDL.org. Frequently asked questions, rally flyers. They got two of them you can print out, and special issues of The Defender. And listen to this, pre-lobby day dinner. That was today already. You missed it, but this is what happened. They're saying if you plan to attend, you know, please email us and coordinate, because they had a hibachi sushi and supreme buffet at the Westland Shopping Center in Richmond. And they've got plans for parking. Now, this is something I recommended yesterday. Sanitize yourself of electronics. This is going to be a SIGINT exercise on steroids for FBI, DHS, building their database. I would also, license plate readers and everything else, I would take advantage of these bus situations where you can park and ride in. They do have buses and multiple speakers. So I would look at their website and find out how you can take the bus in. Plus, you're going to avoid that traffic, which is just gnarly. But some of the speakers, Stephen Williford, who stopped a massacre at a church in Texas. Antonia Okafor trains women college students to be able to protect themselves with a firearm. Dick Heller from the landmark U.S. Supreme Court case D.C. versus Heller. Jan Morgan, national founder of Second Amendment Women, or 2A Women. Cam Edwards, bearing arms and the host of the Cam and Company YouTube channel. Jeff Katz, talk show host on Richmond's powerhouse radio station WRVA. Eric Pratt, senior vice president of the Gun Owners of America. Sheriff Scott Jenkins of Culpeper County, willing to deputize thousands if necessary to save their gun rights. Sheriff Danny Diggs of York County, pledging to stand strong against infringements on the right to keep and bear arms. Anthony Myers, a gun rights activist from Suffolk. And Senator Amanda Chase, Delegates Nick Freitas, and Delegate John McGuire. Now, Senator Amanda Chase put out a tweet, and they're titling this at the Western Rifle Shooters, VA, or Virginia State Senator, goes public 72 hours before the rally, quote, "We are being set up." This is a warning, and I think this is worth paying very close attention to. This is a senator in Virginia, Amanda Chase, and this is what she wrote. This is what she put out publicly. "Sadly, I am posting this knowing that the governor of Virginia has declared a state of emergency in our state. I want you to be aware of how we are being set up. Does the Patriot Act ring a bell? Does the National Defense Authorization Act ring a bell? If people show up wearing any kind of uniform, patch, or other symbol on their clothing, signifying they belong to a militia, and something goes wrong, you could / will be held as a domestic terrorist. If anyone steps out of line, all it takes is one person. It may even be a government plant. If that plant does anything to disrupt the rally, you could or will be arrested as a domestic terrorist. The governor, using the media, has already set the stage for this to happen. He has already laid the groundwork to make the entire movement look like insurrection. It will be used to put the rest of the nation on notice of what will happen to you if you resist. They have used the Southern Poverty Law Center over the last 15 years to lay the groundwork. They have labeled us as potential domestic terrorists for a long time now. Anyone who has ever related to the 3 percenters or a militia or just belonged to any patriot group, the groundwork has been laid to brand you as a domestic terrorist. They have gone out of their way since the 44th president, who shall not be named, years to ensure that they had us labeled. But it didn't start with the 44th president, who shall not be named. It started with the Patriot Act under the Bush administration. We are being played by a well-oiled machine. These things have been in the works for many years. They are kicking things into high gear. Military veterans were and are even listed as potential domestic terrorists. We were told not once, but several times by the current president, it's not me they're after, it's you, the American people. Their actions over the last 3 years have shown you he was right. They are coming after us full speed ahead, and they aren't even trying to hide it anymore. Sic semper tyrannis. Keep your head on a swivel and know what's going on around you at all times. At Lobby Day 12020. Everyone be safe out there. Thus always to tyrants." Which is what sic semper tyrannis means. It's Latin. Again, I point to the 16th American jurisprudence. Any law that is unconstitutional is unlawful. It is illegal and is not enforceable, as if it had never been passed. But there's another one, and I've mentioned this before. I'm going to keep saying it. Title 18, U.S. Code 242, which covers the deprivation of rights under the color of law. To deprive citizens' rights that the government is duty-bound to uphold and defend and protect. When they violate those very rights they're supposed to protect under the color of law, it's the law we're doing, we're enforcing the law, but they're actually acting unlawfully. That is a violation of Title 18 U.S. Code 242. Don't forget to check out Radio Free Virginia at radiofreeva.com. For the latest developments over there as well. They're doing a good job. We'll be back with segment 3 right after this.
Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Welcome back to segment three of Radio Free Redoubt, the John Jacob Schmidt Show. And my email is johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. I always welcome your guys' questions and input, feedback, prayers, encouragement. We love that. Segment three is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design, designs to help keep you safe and to help you thrive. This spring's coming. You're going to start looking for property. You might have a couple, two or three to compare. Maybe you want some expert advice to help get the one, the right property that's going to help you meet your goals for preparedness, for sustainability, for defensibility, for growing food, hosting livestock, securing water rights, all of that. And you don't have to be living in the American Redoubt either. They have remote services. You can learn more about that by checking them out at strategiclandscapedesign.com. Now, I'm seeing a trend here. We've all heard of this, you know, Article 5 conventions, the Constitutional Convention. There's some in the libertarian community that are thinking this is just the perfect setup for us to fix our Constitution. Now, the Constitution isn't broken. They're just simply not following it. Now, yes, having the track record and the history, and for us to be able to look at and see how they've been able to weasel word their way through the Constitution and sidestep it and clearly act in ways that are, if not blatantly unconstitutional, at least don't meet the spirit and intent in which certain portions of the Constitution were designed by the founders as they discussed and debated it. So I've always been opposed to Article 5 convention. I'm absolutely convinced, after objectively looking at this and the options, the possibility that it would be absolutely the wrong thing to even attempt to do. Namely, we just simply do not have the caliber of men that existed in that time when the founding fathers were very prominent in the new continent. So now we do have some very remarkable people, but they're just going to get stuffed and ground up in the machine. We have allowed Marxism to advance to the point now that it's really past the point of no return. You're not going to fix it with the Article 5 convention. But the left thinks maybe an Article 5 convention could really help accelerate things. And there's some articles that have come out that I want to share with you. One at AMAC, which is the Association of Mature American Citizens. I don't know why they're going over that, over the older generation, trying to convince them. They're just basically waiting for the older retired folks, the senior citizens, just to die off so that their children and grandchildren, especially their grandchildren and great-grandchildren, can bring in the Marxism that's they've been indoctrinated into by Generation X and the baby boomers' tax dollars, so that they can finally usher it in, essentially without shots even being fired. That would be the ideal way for the Marxists that want to take over. But a commentary giving a comprehensive explanation of the Article 5 Convention of States issue was recently published in the November-December issue of the AMAC magazine, and this movement is gaining traction all over the country, so they want you to believe. How do you feel about the Convention of States? They pose the question, and then they go into this article. So you're starting to see mainstream now. This used to be a fringe, way out there, lunatic type of topic of discussion. Kind of right up with conspiracy theories and, you know, libertarian, way out there stuff. Well, now it's becoming mainstream. Why is it becoming mainstream? It's becoming mainstream because the Marxists actually think it's a good idea and about time to start having this conversation. And actually, that's what they're doing. There is a article that came out just this last week by the Harvard Law Review. Leftists, Harvard. You see Harvard, they're globalists. And they have an article here discussing this. For most of the 21st century, the world's oldest surviving democracy has been led by a chief executive who received fewer votes than his opponent in an election for the position. See where this is going, right? They're talking about President Trump. This is the world's oldest surviving democracy, they say. But see, it's not. It's the world's oldest surviving republic. And it's not a democracy. It's never been a democracy. Actually, it is becoming a democracy, not legally, but that's what they're turning it into. The more it becomes a democracy, the further we get away from the Constitution and the rule of law, and essentially the intended republic, which is what the United States is built upon, a republic, not a democracy. We were warned against democracy. We do have a limited democratic process where the people have a vote. This is not a monarchy. This is not a dictatorship. And there's checks and balances in place to make sure that it doesn't become that. But this democratic process does have the potential to open us up to becoming a democracy if we're not vigilant, which is the other thing that we were warned of, to continuously, always, eternally be vigilant and guard with jealous attention that sacred document. Well, this is their argument from the Harvard Journal. The Electoral College, when it contravenes the popular vote, is an obvious example of this unfairness. It's all about fairness. Marxists claim that they're about fairness, but really, once they get their way, there's no fairness about it. But it is just one of the mathematically undemocratic features in the Constitution. That's right, because it's a republic, not a democracy. Equal representation of states in the Senate, for example, gives citizens of low population states undue influence in Congress. Conversely, American citizens residing in U.S. territories have no meaningful representation in Congress or the Electoral College. If we truly hold to be self-evident that all are created equal, then it is time to amend the Constitution. Danger, danger, danger. To ensure that all votes are treated equally. Just as it was unfair to exclude women and minorities from the franchise, so too it is unfair to weight votes differently. Now, right now, if the majority wants to amend the Constitution, it's extremely difficult. Even if they got rid of Electoral College votes and just everybody in the country vote, should we amend the Constitution, yes or no? The beauty of a republic, a constitutional republic, is that there are certain things that are unalienable, that cannot be violated, and it doesn't matter if everybody wants guns taken away. The rule of law stands that if there's even one person still that wants to exercise that right, they still have that right. Why? Because it's a God-given right. It's not granted by government. Yes, government can take away rights, but God gave us the rights. And we also have the means of defending those rights if we were forced to that point. That's what the Founding Fathers said. But they go on to argue. The 600,000 residents of Wyoming and the 40 million residents of California should not be represented by the same number of senators. Au contraire, they should be. This is what keeps the democracy mob held at bay. This is the beauty of it. Because really what it comes down to is rural versus urban, and the urban have always been leftist, Marxist takers. They've been takers. But it says they should not be represented by the same number of senators, nor should some citizens go to vote for president while others do not. Some get to vote for president and others do not. Any rationalization of the status quo must adopt the famous Orwellian farce, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. It's funny that they quote George Orwell here to make their point. They're globalists. They want to tear down the republic and they want to replace it with a democracy. So they call for an Article 5 constitutional convention, requiring a supermajority to amend the Constitution. Well, they know that this isn't possible, even with today's numbers, even with the progress that they've made. But there is one way that they could do it, and that is if there were more states, a lot more states. So this is what they say. While a step in the right direction, these proposals are inadequate. To create a system where every vote counts equally, the Constitution must be amended. To do this, Congress should pass legislation reducing the size of Washington, D.C. You watch. This is from the Harvard Law Review. This is going to be, you're going to start seeing discussions like this on mainstream platforms. They're proposing reducing the size of Washington, D.C. Well, it's not a drastic change. Make it smaller. It doesn't need to be that big. Well, why? To an area encompassing only a few core federal buildings. And then, this is what Harvard Review is proposing. Reduce the size of Washington, D.C., and then admit the rest of the district's 127 neighborhoods as states. So we go from 50 states to 177 states. Now, what do you think the demographics are, the political demographics, the makeup? Marxists versus Americans in those 127 new states that they're proposing. That's unreal. Unreal. No, they would love to do that too, where they have with California. I mean, we could make 60 or 80 states out of California. What, 90% of them being blue? 2 senators each? That is a scary thought. That would be the day that America is officially over. These states, which could be added with a simple congressional majority, would add enough votes in Congress to ratify 4 amendments. Oh, that would just get them started. A transfer of the Senate's power to a body that represents citizens equally. 2, an expansion of the House so that all citizens are represented in equal-sized districts. Now remember, some of us are going to be more equal than others when that happens. 3, a replacement of the Electoral College with a popular vote. And 4, a modification of the Constitution's amendment process that would ensure future amendments are ratified by states representing most Americans. And then America is gone. Because when they have 127 new states that are all full of Marxists, 90%, they'll be able to pass anything and everything they want, including removing the Second Amendment from the Constitution or any right. They would just adopt the United Nations Universal Human Rights, their Declaration of Rights. They would just become, that's what it would become. That's what's coming. Radical as this proposal may sound, it is no more radical than a nominally democratic system of government that gives citizens widely disproportionate voting power, depending on where they live. Well, I'd say that they're actually doing pretty good. So this article is just sickening, actually, to go through, because what they're trying to do is forge policy. They're beginning the narrative of rewriting the Constitution, changing the Constitution demographically by adding more and more states made up of highly urbanized areas. And then we go down in flames as America, the great that used to be. There's a quote by Thomas Jefferson, I think, that really kind of sums it up really well. And other founders also shared the same sentiment. Thomas Jefferson said, "When we get piled upon one another in large cities, as in Europe, we shall become as corrupt as Europe." And he's right. And here we are. We're at the threshold of that, where one of the most prestigious institutions, I'm sure others are also proposing very similar narratives, they're actually putting it in print now. What they mean is destroy America, make it something else, because we don't like what America was and is. We'll be back with segment four. We're going to talk about Representative Matt Shea, not so much about him, but how the Republicans in Olympia versus the Republicans out where the real people live are responding. And then we'll close things out. This is The Voice of the American Redoubt, and we'll be right back, Steve, right there.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. For years, we've specialized in locating and securing the best survivalist retreats in the most sustainable area America has to offer. The clean and abundant fresh water found in North Idaho's springs, creeks, lakes, and rivers are the primary reason folks come here, as nothing is more important than water. Excellent seasons, rich soils, and clean Rocky Mountain air make for an ideal growing environment with no threat of tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. The best part of North Idaho is her people. Friendly conservatives with beliefs deeply rooted in the Constitution and a sense of community. I want to invite you and your family to join us here, to secure a peaceful future in a place that will sidestep much of the chaos that we all know is coming. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. revrealty.us, and may God bless you.
Hey everyone, this is Glenn Tate. You're listening to Radio Free Redoubt and John Jacob Schmidt. His name is my name too.
Segment four, the fourth and final segment of the very first episode of Radio Free Redoubt's podcast for the year 2020, episode 2001. That's 20-01 is brought to you by Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com. Where you can go and learn more about how to get your custom Kydex holsters and magazine carriers, which are made by Patriots here in the free zones. In the American Redoubt, with a lifetime guarantee on all their products, works.com. All right, now, as we know, this ridiculous attack on Representative Matt Shea, and essentially the entire Patriot community, I think, everybody's who's who in the Patriot community in the inland Pacific Northwest were named in this and demonized in this, and in fact made to be criminals. Well, a lot of people, the majority of the people see through this, fortunately. And the Republican Party is rising up in the counties. Now, in Olympia, they're all just, we don't know you. We don't know Matt who, right? Weasels. Although there are definitely some Republicans that are standing up and saying, this is wrong. This is so wrong. We're turning our backs and caving in to Marxists. We could be next. We better stand up against this right now. As if they won't come for us. So those Republicans in the counties are getting this. And Redoubt News has got a great article titled County GOPs Uniting Against Rogue Republicans in Olympia. Now, they're updating this regularly because more and more counties are coming on board, signing resolutions. And I'll explain the details right here. This is written by Sherry Duvalli, doing a great job. G.T. Wilcox, the leader of the Washington State Republicans, has admitted to working with the Democrats in their efforts to oust Representative Matt Shea. I'm reading directly from the article. Shea, one of the most effective leaders of the Washington State Republicans' battle for freedom and liberty, has been under attack from Marxist leaders within his state. These attacks are coming from both the opposing Democrat Party, and House Republicans, believe it or not, led by none other than J.T. Wilcox. Holding on to the Rampart Report for several weeks, Wilcox refused to allow the elected representative access to the information. Wilcox, however, planned ahead and was ready when the report finally became available to the public. Within minutes of its release, Wilcox made an official statement which included, quote, House Republican leadership has suspended Representative Matt Shea from the caucus and removed him from his ranking position on the House Environment and Energy Committee. He will also be removed from his House committees. Now, Wilcox has repeated his assertion that a large part of his reasoning included Representative Shays not giving a statement to the Rampart Group during their investigation. He said, Representative Shays was given an opportunity to communicate with investigators and chose not to. And she writes, Sherry Duvalli writes, I really wish someone would sit down with the House Minority Leader and explain how the law works. The accused is not required to make a statement. The burden of proof is on the prosecution, in this case, the House of Representatives, including J.T. Wilcox. Accusations are not proof of guilt. The whole thing is based on innuendo and rumors. It does not even rise to the level of circumstantial evidence. Fortunately for the public, as well as Representative Shays, there are many good people around the state that understand how our system is supposed to work. They read and they study our Constitution, something that JT should try occasionally. Many of these folks are elected within their local GOP committees. These central committees are invaluable to the elected representatives and can make or break someone's political career. In many ways, these local groups, local Republican parties, hold more power than the state-level people, including the governor. If they choose not to endorse someone, that candidate would have a very difficult time, in some cases nearly impossible, getting reelected. Multiple groups through the state of Washington are passing resolutions in support of Representative Matt Shays. They are united in their belief that Representative Shays has not been afforded due process and that this is a cornerstone of our judicial system. So, let me just read an example, one example of the resolutions that are being passed by counties, the GOP at the county levels. And this is from Kitsap County. The resolution admonishing the actions of the House Republican leadership under Minority Leader J.T. Wilcox and expressing support for Representative Matthew Shays, admonishing him. J.T. Wilcox. This is great. So this was adopted by the Kitsap County Republicans on January 6th. And I'll read it to you. Whereas Amendments 5 and 14 and of the United States Constitution and Article 1, Section 3 of the Washington State Constitution enshrine and guarantee the right and principle of due process of law. Whereas Article 1, Section 10 of the Washington State Constitution guarantees that justice in all cases shall be administered openly and without unnecessary delay. Whereas Representative Matthew Shays has been the subject and target of a highly biased and demonstrably inaccurate private investigation initiated by the Washington State House of Representatives at the behest of Democrat leadership. Whereas House Minority Leader J.T. Wilcox received an advanced copy of the investigation report and withheld it from both Representative Shays as well as the entire Republican leadership and caucus. Whereas Minority Leader Wilcox announced the suspension of Representative Shays from the Republican caucus, his removal from all committees, the relocation of his legislative office, and the severance of all administrative support for his office within minutes of the public release of the investigation report. And whereas the complete timeline concerning the public release of the report, Minority Leader Wilcox's announcement, and follow-on media coverage and events raise the highest degree of scrutiny for the propriety and integrity of the leader's actions. This is beautiful. This is how you shred rhinos. This is beautifully done. Good job. And Kitsap County is just one of, I haven't even counted them up. There's a bunch of them. Many, many counties. So this is now there gets to the resolution. Therefore, be it resolved by Kitsap County Republican Party. One, that all citizens, including Representative Matt Shays, are to be afforded full rights of due process in any venue, legal or otherwise. Two, that the presumption of innocence must be given and vigorously defended at all times. Three, that House Republican leadership has denied Representative Shays the right of due process and the right of open justice without unnecessary delay. 4, that the KCRP, Kootenai County, the Kitsap County Republican Party, admonishes the actions of House Republican leaders toward Representative Shea and demand that he be restored in full to all privileges and rights enjoyed prior to the public release of the investigation report. And finally, 5, that the Kitsap County Republican Party calls upon all levels of Republican leadership and the Washington State Republican Party to stand up for the rule of law and protection of individual rights and to adopt similar resolutions in this matter. Several more resolutions have been passed throughout the state: Grant County, Pierce County, Whatcom County, Skamania County. The Republican Liberty Caucus of Washington State points out that Kathy Lodler, head of the Rampart Group, is a contributor to a supporter of far-left Democrats and Marxists and are demanding that Matt Shea be restored his rights. The Citizens Alliance for Property Rights also wrote a statement of report of support. Yakima County, Cowlitz County, the 26th Legislative Republicans, Grays Harbor Republicans, Benoit County, Idaho, and other counties from other states now are signing calls for the Republican Party to reinstate Representative Shea's positions. And they just keep pouring in. So she's doing a great job of updating this as those come in. I'm aware of several that are being drafted and discussed right now that haven't been finalized, and so those will be added as they're completed. That's great news. So there's some good things that are coming out of this. The support is just huge, as it should be. So anyway, guys, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up tonight. Don't forget to stick around for Liberty State Radio, the episode 19 coming up with Lady Liberty, doing a great job there. Don't forget to check out Radio Free Virginia, or Radio Free VA, rather, for updates about events going on. We're going to be following the events in Virginia very, very closely. And you guys just have a blessed week. Be safe. Keep your powder dry. And we'll talk to you next Saturday on KTW, Liberty Broadcasting out of Spokane. So thank you. That's all. I'm at the end. Good episode. Good stuff. Thanks, guys. God bless. This is John Jacob Schmidt. Good night.